KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Lots of sunshine outside today with highs around 67. Winds out of the west 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows level off around 44. Tonight, mainly clear. 65 tomorrow, slight chance for scattered showers. Upper 50s Friday, turning much warmer on Saturday with highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Democratic congressional leaders under pressure from progressives to fund as many social programs as possible as the Build Back Better plan is pared back. House Speaker Pelosi said yesterday discussions are continuing about what to fund. She told reporters that the fact that there are fewer dollars to spend, there are choices that will need to be made. Those choices will determine the fate of the ag provisions in the package, including the $28 billion earmarked for conservation funding. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack appeared on MSNBC. He said lawmakers need to include some funding for child nutrition, but he steered clear of offering any advice of how much. The $3.5 trillion package approved by the House Budget Committee included $35 billion for child nutrition. He said at whatever level Congress ultimately decides, we want to make sure nutrition is part of the Build Back Better strategy. A farm state senator worries that supply chain disruptions will continue to have big impacts on farm input prices into next spring. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley said one of the biggest issues is the fact that you can't even get a price of anhydrous ammonia that some farmers want to apply this fall. Speaker Pelosi yesterday called the supply chain disruptions a global issue because of obstructions in other countries preventing products from getting to the U.S. She was responding to a question about whether President Biden should loosen restrictions on the work hours at ports. Well, container shipping rates are showing signs of easing, at least temporarily. On the Shanghai to L.A. trade route, the rate for a 40-foot container fell nearly $1,000 last week to $11,173. That's an 8.2% drop from the prior week. Ocean freight, however, remains more expensive than it was pre-pandemic, and air cargo has remained elevated as well. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
If you are looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you are detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's T-E-N-S-I-O-N, corp.com/careers.
Kansas, Mid-American Network News. A man arrested October 6th in the death of his mother has made his first appearance in court. Kyle Romy, 42, was formally charged with first-degree murder in the death of 67-year-old Denise Bryant. Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputies responded at around 11 a.m. to a check welfare call at a mobile home in the 15,300 block of West 54. After receiving no answer at the door or by phone and checking local hospitals, deputies forced entry to the home and found Bryant on the floor. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Romy was later arrested that day near Tafton Water in Wichita. His bond remains at $500,000. First Lady Jill Biden visited a Kansas City, Kansas school as part of a tour to emphasize the Biden administration's interest in the Hispanic community. Biden met yesterday with Hispanic representatives during a visit to El Centro Academy. Her visit is part of a series of stops she is making to hear the concerns of the Hispanic Americans during National Hispanic Heritage Month. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia. Hawaii is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Fire department officials say two people were hospitalized and several others sickened in a carbon monoxide leak inside a Kansas City, Kansas supermarket. Officials say firefighters were called to the El Rio Bravo supermarket around noon yesterday. Firefighters used handheld detectors and discovered carbon monoxide levels in the store to be potentially lethal. Crews evacuated the building, took two people to hospitals, and treated several others at the scene. In Cali County, law enforcement authorities are investigating a suspect after he allegedly battered a police officer and also engaged in disorderly conduct. Just after 5 p.m. last Sunday, police responded to Meadow Walk Apartments in Arc City for a report of trespassing. Issa Ahmed Moder Nerm, 38, was apparently very intoxicated. Nerm made several aggressive movements toward officers and was taken into custody for disorderly conduct. Nerm also headbutted one of the Arc City officers in the face. He was booked on requested charges that include battery of a law enforcement officer and disorderly conduct. That's Kansas Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Nebraska Lieutenant Governor Mike Foley has tested positive for the coronavirus. A spokesman says Foley has mild symptoms and is self-isolating as he recovers. He didn't answer questions about when the Lieutenant Governor was tested or whether he has been vaccinated. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts has been vaccinated and has urged the public to get vaccinations also, but opposes vaccine requirements. About COVID-19, the number of new virus cases in the state and hospitalizations improved slightly again last week, but they remain at an elevated level that's straining the state's hospitals. Nebraska reported 4,534 cases in the week that ended on Friday. The Omaha World Herald reports that's down about 5% from the 4,775 cases Nebraska reported the week before. And weather forecasters say southern Nebraska could flirt with freezing temperatures in the overnight. Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that are that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council meeting Monday heard from Mike Welch with the historic Union Pacific Depot Group, who presented a federal grant opportunity that could help fund upgrades and improvements on the city-owned 7th Street corridor north of U.S. Highway 36, that would include a connecting link for the Blue River Rail Trail to downtown Marysville. He opened pointing out benefits to the city by improving access and attractiveness to complement recent improvements at the historic UP Depot. Welch shared concerns and introduced adjacent several business owners who experience a variety of challenges related to the unimproved section of 7th Street, including parking, access, dust, and stormwater drainage. Toby Keurig, City Tourism Director, outlined the federal grant opportunity, which could amount to as much as $10 million. It was suggested that a professional grant writer be contracted to prepare an application that could further relationships with appropriate parties. Randy Brown with the Blue River Rail Trail further spoke in favor of improvements that could better showcase and allow access for the trail, which has been extended past the Union Pacific rail yards and passes south along 7th Street, but is not yet complete. A motion was passed unanimously to proceed with engineering, design, and construction as allowed by the grant. Council extended a management agreement for the Arts Center with Marshall County Arts Cooperative. A lease purchase agreement with Citizen State Banks for $700,000, with $400,000 toward the fire station completion and $300,000 toward replacing lights at Feldhausen Field, was approved unanimously for a 7-year term, which would accommodate future budgets and does not include any prepayment penalties. Appointments were approved for the Library Board with Pat Schramm to fill Holly Bush's term and Ross Wright to fill Brandon Wagner's term. A bond information meeting is scheduled for USD 108 Washington County patrons in Haddam Wednesday evening at 7. Additional meetings are planned October 20th at Greenleaf, the 25th at Morroville, and finally October 26th at Washington. KNDY will have additional information with Superintendent Denise O'Day on the question on our Thursday newscast. She'll also be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. Two separate bonds totaling $62,500 were set for an Oneida woman, 33-year-old Stephanie Corliss, who was arrested October 4th on charges of possession of stolen property in Nemahal County. A warrant had been issued for forgery, identity theft, and criminal use of a financial card. And additionally, a Richardson County warrant for similar charges was posted, which resulted in release to Nebraska authorities. Becky A. Pinkham, age 66, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Sunday, 4 until 6. At Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Becky Pinkham. A forum featuring candidates for Marysville USD 364, Marysville Mayor, and Marysville City Council is planned Thursday, October 14th at 7 p.m. at Marysville City Building. The forum is free and open to the public, hosted by KNDY and the Marysville Advocate. Candidate forum Thursday evening, 7 at City Hall.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a powerful low-pressure system that's moving across the central and northern parts of the Rockies into the Midwest, bringing some heavy snow across the Rockies. We've seen severe showers and thunderstorms across the central parts of the Midwest. We'll continue to see rain showers, thunderstorms across the central upper parts of the Midwest as we head through the day, some areas into tonight as it will continue to push off towards the east. The main thing will be that wind, very gusty wind out there, and that will continue into tonight. A secondary low will form across the central, east, central parts of Midwest, bringing chances for some showers and thunderstorms as we head into tomorrow into Friday. So across the area, isolated showers and thunderstorms early, then sunny skies, upper 60s. Tonight, mostly clear in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of rain showers, mid-60s, and tomorrow night, scattered rain. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-October 71, record high on this date 91, the average low 46, and the record low 23. Sunrise this morning 7:35, sunset this evening at 6:52. We received just shy of 40 hundredths of an inch of rain overnight at studios.
Can you tell the difference between fresh and canned pumpkin? There's only one way to find out, and that's next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 13th, the 286th day of the year. Folk singer Paul Simon has a birthday. Britain's Iron Lady Margaret Thatcher was born on this day, and baseball's first World Series was won by Boston in 1903. We don't know many people who start with fresh pumpkin when making pumpkin pie, but if you have a mind to try it, here's how. After scrubbing the gourd and scooping out the seeds and fiber, cut it into small pieces. Place those pieces, skin side up, in shallow water in a baking dish. Bake at 325 degrees until the pumpkin is fork tender. Cut away the shell and your fresh pumpkin will be recipe ready. A fun experiment might be to make the same recipe with canned pumpkin. Serve them together and see who can tell the difference. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. March Madness returning to Wichita in 2022, and ticket details have been released. Wichita will host the regional rounds of the 2022 NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Championship at Intrust Bank Arena March 25th through the 28th next year. A series of exclusive pre-sales are in place, effective now through October 18th. Tickets go on sale to the general public Tuesday, October 19th at 9 a.m. All session tickets priced at $45 for adults, $30 for youth and seniors. Tickets can be purchased online at NCAA.com or in person at the Select a Seat box office at Intrust Bank Arena. The Kansas City Chiefs have placed running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire on injured reserve after he hurt his knee against the Buffalo Bills Sunday night. He went down in Sunday's game after catching a short pass and gaining a first down. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas. To the NBA, the Brooklyn Nets and their fans will apparently have to do without one of their top players with the NBA season starting next week. CBS News correspondent Peter King explains.
Kyrie Irving has repeatedly dodged questions about whether or not he'd be vaccinated.
And I think I would love to just keep that private and, you know, handle it the right way with my team.
Now the Nets say that he's not vaccinated, so he won't practice with the team and won't play. General Manager Shaw, the team respects his right to make a personal choice, but he's out until he changes his mind. Peter King, CBS News.
Now to the NFL, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers removing John Gruden's name from the team's ring of honor following language directed at Commissioner Roger Goodell and others in the NFL. Gruden resigned as head coach of the Raiders Monday following the release of his offensive emails. I'm Rick Everett with your Wednesday look at sports from across Kansas and the nation. Have a great day.
K-State fans, be in Bramlage Coliseum at 7 o'clock Friday, October 15th, as your K-State volleyball team hosts the West Virginia Mountaineers for Dollar Night. All tickets and select concessions are just $1, so bring the whole family. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS today to get your dollar tickets for the K-State volleyball match against West Virginia on October 15th. Go Cats!
Friday
Friday Night Football. Join KNDY as we broadcast Marysville coming home to take on Clay Center and our Friday feature game, Jackson Heights at Valley Heights. K-Prep's pregame at 6 o'clock. TVL Roundup starts at 6:30, 6:45 pregame, and a 7 o'clock kickoff. Marysville live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and Valley Heights live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on KNDYRadio.com and our free mobile app. Kansas State comes off the bye week to take on Iowa State with pregame starting at 4:30, and Kansas takes on Texas Tech with pregame starting at 2:30 here on KNDY.
Olson Right-of-Way and Maintenance proudly supports the Centralia Panthers fall sports teams. From Olson Right-of-Way and Maintenance in Seneca, call Brett at 785-336-7101 for your commercial and residential needs. Little big dump trucks and storage units, no job too big or small. Everyone at CMT Designs knows the Nemaha Central High School fall sports teams have the drive, skill, and dedication to go far this season, and will be cheering for the athletes every step of the way. Good luck, boys and girls, and go Thunder! From CMT Designs, vinyl screen printing, and more, creating memories together.
Avoid planting failures by checking soil drainage before selecting and placing plants, especially trees and shrubs, in the landscape. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Soil drainage can vary greatly throughout even a small lot. Check soil drainage by digging a hole about 1 foot deep and 1 foot in diameter in the proposed planting site. Fill with water and allow it to drain. As soon as it completely drains, refill the hole with water and measure the water level. Measure the water level again in 15 minutes. Multiply the number of inches the water level dropped by 4 to get an hourly rate. Less than 1 inch per hour indicates poor drainage. Most plants need between 1 to 6 inches of drainage per hour to thrive. Select moisture-tolerant plants, amend the soil in the planting bed, create a raised bed, or look for a new location in poorly drained sites. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Jeff Shaw owns a company in which he has to answer two questions quite often. What is it, and how do you spell it? Despite that hurdle, they've been in business for well over a century. The story of the unique company is this edition on the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Jeff Shaw is president and owner of the Kokomo Opalescent Glass Company. He says the first thing he has to do for newcomers is explain exactly what opalescent is.
Opalescent glass reminds you of an opal. So like when you look at an opal and you rotate it in the light and you see how the different colors change and you can see different layers and so forth in the gem itself, opalescent glass kind of does the same thing.
Jeff's company dates to the early days of the city.
We began manufacturing opalescent glass in November of 1888. Our company founder, he was a glass chemist for a stained glass company in Brooklyn, New York. And at that time, good stained glass was just clear, transparent, colored glass.
But in the mid-1800s, a name you may recognize changed the glassmaking business and provided the inspiration for this company.
A fellow by the name of Louis Comfort Tiffany famous guy in the glass world. He invented opalescent glass. He wanted glass that was three-dimensional, that had color mixes, that had textures. He wanted to have glass that had character to it.
Tiffany was making his own glass, but demand for the product soon had him looking for others to produce the opalescent glass.
He needed other people to make it for him just because of the requirements that he had. Most of the manufacturers didn't really want to deal with it because it was low volume to them. It was something unusual, interrupted their production process, and he was pretty particular about what he got.
And that's where this city in central Indiana entered the picture. While they did not yet have a glass company to produce Tiffany's product, they had plenty of something else that would prove valuable in the process. The story of what resulted is next time as we travel the countryside. In Kokomo, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code QUICK for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code QUICK for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code QUICK.
4-H for you.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from John Bannister, State Farm Insurance, United Bank and Trust, Wanklin Oil, and CanEquip.
Hi, my name is Judge Mitz. This is my second year in 4-H. I am with Home City Hustlers. My favorite project is photography.
Hi, my name is Avery Bishop. I'm in Wide Awake 4-H Club. This is my sixth year in 4-H. I'm 10 years old. My favorite project is beef.
Hi, my name is Quinn Price. I am a member of the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. This year, my projects were beef, horse, and photography. I enjoyed working with my heifers, Rose and Freckles. This year, I got to show them at five spring shows and Kansas Junior Hereford Association State Show as well as the county fair. This was my second year showing my horse Cosmo at the county fair. Because I won Horse Junior Showmanship, I got to show others how to show for round robin. Taking pictures was of my brother's heifer was also fun. 4-H is lots of fun, and I'm glad I'm a member. I hope you join too.
Hi, my name is Brooke Porter. I am a member of the Wide Awake 4-H Club, and this was my ninth year in 4-H, and my favorite project would be showing horses.
My name is Colson Smith, and I belong to the Home City Hustlers 4-H Club. This is my fourth year in 4-H. My favorite part of 4-H is going to the fair, showing my steer, pigs, and camping.
Hi, my name is Ashley Crowley, and I'm in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. This is my second year. My favorite project was goats.
Hi, my name is Gavin Vogelsberg, and this is my sixth year in 4-H, and I took two breeding heifers and four photos this year. My favorite thing about 4-H is making new friends and accepting new challenges.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from John Bannister, State Farm Insurance, United Bank and Trust, Wanklin Oil, and CanEquip.
4-H for you.
Raise livestock, they have to be fed, but what goes in must also come out. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Manure happens, and you have to decide what to do with all that poo as you're living the country life.
Living the country life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. see the latest inspired shot from our readers, or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Most detested chores growing up was cleaning up after our horse and 4-H calves in the barn. I couldn't believe how much poop those creatures would produce on a daily basis. Angie Rekintz is an extension field agronomist at Iowa State University. She says part of owning livestock on a small farm is knowing the output of each animal. As an example, one 1,100-pound horse will produce about 50 pounds of manure per day. What will you do with the manure? If you have to store it, will you have the space?
Storage can be a stockpile on the ground outside. Storage can happen in the barn itself. For example, like a bedded pack where we keep adding straw or hay to that bedding pack, and we might clean it out two or three times a year. Storage might be in an old manure spreader so we can get it land applied. Storage might be in a wheelbarrow. It might be in a couple of old garbage cans. So there's lots of opportunities for storage on small farms.
Rekintz says to get the most for your manure, spread it in fields and gardens as a nutrient source.
We want to make sure that when we're applying it to our gardens, we want to have a composted product, something that's going to reduce possible pathogen transmission to our fruits and vegetable crops in the gardens or anything that's going to be consumed by humans. Anything that's land applied in a crop production field, corn, soybeans, alfalfa, oats, whatever that case may be, can actually go on as a raw manure source.
Maybe you don't have a garden or field. In that case, check with your neighbors to see if they could use the compost. But be considerate. We all know manure stinks, and it's not nice to pile it up on the fence line of their backyard. Find more manure management tips at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
An animal health company executive says the market remains strong for meat. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com. Tim Beddington says plant-based protein is not yet a serious threat to the animal protein market. Beddington is the president of U.S. operations for Zoetis, the largest animal health company in the world, and says 44% of the company's global business comes from the livestock industry. So you might expect him to be bullish on meat.
When you go and talk to the supermarket chains, the reorder rate of plant-based protein is still very low. So people will go and get their steak over and over again, that's fine. But what you're seeing is the reorder rate of many plant-based proteins is still 20% or lower, depending on the supermarket chain. So I think lots of people are trying it, but the growth is still not there.
Beddington says plant-based proteins will still have a place at the table, just not right away.
It will happen over time because there's certain parts of the country that will like the concept and the quality will improve, the taste will improve as time goes on. But I think it's never going to replace fully what we have today. And we still predict it will have an impact, but we're thinking more 5 to 10 years or beyond that time horizon.
Beddington was a featured speaker at the recent Ag Outlook Forum put on by the Agricultural Business Council of Kansas City. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
If you are looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you are detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's TensionCorp.com/careers.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the cooler weather slowly approaching into the Mid-America region and the state of Kansas, some of the thin cattle across the state may be having some issues with the colder temperatures. And the big question is now, what can we do about it?
This is really a great time for our cow-calf producers in the state to take an inventory and look at the condition of their cows before we get into the winter months of the year. And as those cows advance in the latter stages of gestation. So this is a a great time to take inventory of our cow herds, and also a great opportunity for us to put some additional condition back on cows if that's something that we need to do.
That's Justin Wagner, the beef cattle specialist for Kansas State Research and Extension Office, where he's got some tips.
Well, the first step might be separate those cows off, like we mentioned, but also look at some strategic supplementation, as I like to call it, where even if we turn those cows back out on some dormant native range grass, if we wean those calves post-weaning, we can put some condition back on those cows with some both protein as well as energy supplementation. And so really our target there would be to meet those cows' protein requirements as well as to provide some additional energy of those cows to put some gain on as well.
He also says to try to utilize as much cover crop or grain that may have dropped throughout the year.
And many times we do have grain drop in some of these fields. If we look at either a circle of corn or milo, there's some additional grain that may be left out there. In some regions of the state, we also have cover crops that can provide a great opportunity to put some additional condition back on those cows as well. So as we look at the fall month of the year, really it's a great time for our producers to take an inventory of the cow herd and put some additional weight gain back on those thin cows, even though it is a little bit of a non-traditional time of year that we think of supplementation.
That again was Justin Wagner with the Kansas State Research and Extension Office. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's
Good, clean John Deere 8R Series tractors are almost impossible to find right now. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska has some great low-hour 8R series tractors in stock now. How about this 2019 John Deere 8370R with only 1,450 hours on it, loaded with almost every option available, asking $305,000. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on this great tractor. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Once again, policymakers and producers staking out differing views on Capitol Hill of how to deal with unfair pricing and lack of competition in the livestock sector. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley called for requiring packers, who control 80% of the market, to buy half the weekly cattle for slaughter on the open market and for it to be delivered in 14 days.
I believe that my bill, commonly referred to as 5014, would create the price transparency that's needed in the marketplace.
Without reform to be part of further extension of the livestock mandatory reporting from December 3rd to the rest of the fiscal year, but NCBA's Todd Wilkinson says they remain opposed.
We strongly urge Congress to resist one-size-fits-all policy prescriptions, which may have disastrous unintended consequences. Careful consideration must be given to the risk-reward of enacting market-influencing laws for hundreds of thousands of American ranchers and millions of beef consumers.
And as harvest reports continue to roll through, Mike Zuzulo, the president of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas, has said things are a bit unusual this year, and problems with tar spot in corn can be a factor with some of those variable yields.
The
tar spot issues that we've heard a lot about also kind of correspond with that hot, dry weather and the fact that in some cases, even corn that was applied with fungicide didn't seem to hold up as well. I have a client in Indiana telling me that his dry land corners are outperforming his irrigated corn, and he put on the second or third largest amount of water in his irrigated corn that he ever has. So he's getting the 195 to 220 yields, but that's more on the dry land corners, and his irrigated is actually down to around 160, 170, and that's not an odd thing to hear from producers east of the Mississippi River.
That's an Ag News update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
From stationary sheds to portable livestock shelters, 6 to 8 foot heights, Hometown Lumber and Hardware builds quality sheds in a variety of sizes. Give them your specifications and your color choice, and they'll create the perfect shelter that provides an escape for your animals from rain, hail, and high winds, plus shade from the sun. Delivery is available. Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville appreciates your business and thanks you for shopping local. It truly does make a difference.
Is hectic, but if you clean out the combine between fields, you reduce spreading weed seeds and the risk of your machine catching fire on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Conterra Ag Capital isn't just another lending institution. We are a nationwide network of ag experts ready to meet the financial needs of farmers and ranchers in rural America. Conterra understands ag loans are never one size fits all. We listen to our clients so we can get the whole picture, not just numbers on a spreadsheet. We are there with boots on the ground. Conterra, real people, real ag experts. Visit ConterraAg.com to learn more.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Impressive machines. Following harvest of an individual field, as much as 150 pounds of biomaterial is captured, including chaff, grain, and weed seed from escapes that made it through the season. Once the weed seeds go through your machine, you're unintentionally planting next year's weed crop. Angie Johnson is the Farm and Ranch Safety Coordinator for North Dakota State University Extension. She says to prevent weed seeds from spreading from field to field, stop what you're doing after each field has been harvested and take some time to clean off the main areas of your equipment.
That can be as simple as using a portable air compressor or a leaf blower, taking it out to your combine and starting from head to tail, essentially, and getting the chaff and excess crop residue, which can include weed seeds, blown off and into one spot instead of spreading them on from field to field.
She also recommends surveying your fields prior to harvest and combining the cleanest fields first to cut down on the spread of weed seeds. Another good reason to blow off the residue between fields, it decreases the risk of a combine catching fire.
Get it off of the engine manifolds, get it out from within those heat sources, and really taking some time to pull out any debris or crop residue that wraps around rollers and bearings. And so those can be a source of where fires can start because of that dry residue and friction and heat building up.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about cleaning out the combine at agriculture.com.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
One trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville will get you all set to vaccinate your cows and calves. They have the vaccines you want for protection from respiratory infections, black leg, pink eye, and pneumonia. Valley Vet also has combination shots to save time and stress on the calf. And vaccines for pregnancy protection will help ensure a better calf yield next year. See Valley Vet Supply in Marysville to help you get ready to vaccinate. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, 12:30 to 5. Or order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Wednesday today. Market's closing in just an hour or so as we get to the tail end of the midweek celebration today. And mostly lower still in the grains and livestock as we go through the day today. Livestock, the good news is the processors continue to try and catch themselves up with the delayed market from the COVID-19 pandemic and transportation issues. We did see a weekly jump in slaughter volume as we were up to 657,000 head, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That is up 20,000 head from the previous week, and also up 20,000 more than what we saw at this time last year. That two-day slaughter is holding steady compared to what we saw last week. The problem is, though, is that we are getting into the holiday demand that will be increasing in the coming weeks, and the ability of many of those beef plants to respond with the navigating treacherous transportation issues will drive some prices on the cattle market for sure. Right now, live cattle for October are down 35 cents in the red at 124.67. Feeder cattle for October down 42 cents currently at 158.15. Lean hogs, they're still mostly lower as well. October's down by 42 cents to 88.65. We do have December lean hogs up 7 pennies at 78.25. In the corn market today, the USDA has also reported private sales of more than 161,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to different unknown destinations around the globe for the 2021-22 marketing year as we continue with those exports and the harvest that goes on around the Mid-America region. Right now, corn is in the red. However, December corn down 13 points at 509.5. Kansas City wheat is still struggling with some big hits. December down 20.25 at 719.5. Oats, after their record numbers that we saw just a few days ago, they're in the red, responding and kind of resetting themselves. December down 16.5 at 631.5. U.S. dollar index a little sluggish today as we go through the middle of the week, with December U.S. dollar index down by 41 cents currently at 94.10. 30-year bonds are in the green a point at 159. 10-year notes up to 131.
K-State football fans, your Wildcats host Iowa State Saturday, October 16th in a night game at the Bill. Kickoff is set for 6:30 p.m. and it's fan favorite Harley Day. Tickets start at just $25 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or 1-800-221-CATS. Join us as the Cats host the Cyclones and we celebrate our K-State Trailblazers. Don't miss Big 12 football under the lights at Bill Snyder Family Stadium as K-State hosts Iowa State Saturday, October 16th.
Have you been impacted by the COVID pandemic or maybe looking for a new career path or opportunity? Well, Steckline Communications may be looking for you. Steckline Communications is home to the Mid-America Network, along with news talk and sports talk radio stations across Kansas.
And we need your help.
Join our sales team now and get the opportunity you've been looking for to increase your networking,
build new relationships,
and work for a non-corporate, locally owned company with a focus on community. Go to stecklinecommunications.com for a station near you or call 316.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy. crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long.
The best things about country music is the story the songs tell. KNDY 95.5 brings you the best of those stories in today's country music. But if you're looking for stories from the legends of country music, flip on over to AM 1570 and FM 94.1, where you'll hear great stories like this.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down. The flames went higher.
Sing a little bit of these working man blues. This song for the working man. The life I love is making music with my friend. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas.
To go to Lukenbach, Texas to hang with those boys, just tune into the Legends of Country on AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.